Check it out.
Here we go now. Let's go.
This is AWS Radio.
It's October, and that means it's time for the next edition of AWS Radio. Welcome, everybody. This is Todd talking to you. Here on the East Coast, it is turning into fall, which means that the leaves are changing, and it's a great time of year to be out here in the East Coast. You also got Major League Baseball. You got playoffs going on. Got a great series coming up with the Yankees and Red Sox. My favorite sport, football, is back finally. Love football. If you're a survivor pool player like I am, my pick of the week, is the Baltimore Ravens. I think that they're going to have a great game against the Browns. So you can definitely count on the Ravens for probably two turnovers. And that's something that I think if you're a survivor pool player, go with the Baltimore Ravens. The clear pick would have been the Patriots, which they won on Thursday night, but that's already happened. So survivor pool pick, Baltimore Ravens. This week, we're going to talk a little bit about is diabetes. I'm a diabetic, which I'll talk to you more about in a little bit. But I was reading some statistics about some of the latest numbers of diabetics in the country. And I just wanted to kind of share some of that information with you all. And just talk a little bit about also some kind of like tips to help you manage your diabetes, things that I found out about when I became diabetic. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on. There's also a new leader at the top of the AWS leaderboard. So I encourage everyone to check that out. Got a lot of activity going on there, and that's awesome. Planning something for next year called AWS Day. Have this idea in my head. I'll share that with you as we get closer to it. We also got an update on Isaiah Pede. So a great piece on him, and he's doing really well. So I want to share that update with you. And we'll get started here right after these next couple of messages.
Sometimes life knocks you down, but with the best help, you can get back up faster than anyone. Your road to recovery begins at The Grove at Valhalla Rehabilitation and Nursing Center in Westchester. Part of the CareRight Centers network, they offer the highest quality subacute and long-term care in the tri-state area. Located on beautiful, lush grounds, The Grove is home to a state-of-the-art rehab suite with top-notch therapists who specialize in all forms of rehabilitation. They spend the extra time with every patient to not only get you back on your feet, but to get you back to life as you know it. The Grove will stop at nothing to make that happen. Let them also pamper you with their five-star culinary trained chefs and concierge services. There is a reason more doctors refer their patients to The Grove at Valhalla Rehabilitation and Nursing Center. In fact, there are many reasons. See for yourself and learn more about the CareRight experience. Visit CareRightCenters.com. That's CareRITE Centers.com. The Grove at Valhalla Rehabilitation and Nursing Center. Part of the CareRight Centers network. Renewal happens here.
Chocolate balls, candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man.
Ooh. Who can take a sunrise?
Who can take a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with you.
Sprinkle it with you.
Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The candy man.
The candy
man. Ooh, the candy man can. Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
the Candyman can.
The Candyman can,
cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Candyman.
The Candyman.
Oh, the Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Sorrow and collect up all the cream. The Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Yes, the Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Welcome back to AWS Radio. So I wanted to go over some of the latest statistics about diabetes. And I was looking at the American Diabetes Association and just looking at the latest overall numbers for people with diabetes and pre-diabetes. And I was updating a lot of our presentations that we do for case managers and physical therapists, and always kind of like to lay a foundation of, you know, where we are at, you know, with this disease. Amputation is, of course, a complication and result of diabetes sometimes and vascular disease. We meet many, many amputees across this country who are diabetic. That's the biggest population that we meet. And we're seeing a lot more younger diabetics, too, which is very surprising. But where are the numbers at? So I wanted to kind of go over some of those numbers. I also was looking at the latest, the top states of where the biggest populations of diabetics are in the country. And I'm surprised by some of the states. So we'll go over that too. And maybe just to go over some tips of things that maybe can help you manage your diabetes and take control a little bit better. So we'll go over that too. But just to go over some of these numbers. So I was really shocked. So the biggest number, was two biggest numbers here that I was shocked by. Well, the first was the first number of Americans with diabetes. That is now over 30 million. There's over 30 million Americans with diabetes, 30.3, more accurate, 30.3. That is almost 10% of the population, 9.4% of the population, according to the American Diabetes Association, their latest statistics, over 30 million. They also say is that is of that number, about 1.25 million are children and adults that have type 1. So 1.25 million that are type 1 diabetics, and the rest are type 2 diabetics. Incredible. The biggest population of that is, and the biggest prevalence is in seniors, which could be expected. The percentage of Americans age 65 and older, they remain the highest population in the country with diabetes, and that is over 25%, so 25.2%, and that's about over just over 12 million seniors who are diagnosed with diabetes in this country. How many new cases are there per year? That's what I was wondering. And they have this information here, which I had never knew before. But this 1.5 new cases diagnosed, new people that are diagnosed with diabetes every year. 1.5 million of pre-diabetics. So how many pre-diabetics are there in the country at the moment? There's over 87 million. 87 million Americans age 18 and older are considered pre-diabetic. And diabetes still remains the seventh leading cause of death in the United States, meaning the underlying, the listing of the one of the underlying causes, diabetes is on that listing. So still the seventh leading cause of death in the country. That's wow. How much money do we spend every year on taking care of people with diabetes? So this is the latest statistics, from the American Diabetes Association. This was updated March 22nd, 2018. It's $327 billion is the total cost of diagnosed diabetes in the United States. And this is for the year 2017. $327 billion. Wow. So there's 185,000 new amputations every year in the United States. That's about 500 amputations per day. Many of those are because of complications from diabetes. And wow. So the other thing which was updated, which I saw, which was also kind of shocking, is of persons with diabetes and they have a lower extremity amputation, up to 55%, if they don't take control of their diabetes, will require a second leg amputation within 2 to 3 years. That was an incredible number. That used to be 5 years. I remember that number, and now it's 2 to 3 years. And that's the latest statistics on that was from the Amputee Coalition of America. So incredible numbers. So what does that mean? Well, this is something that we, like I said, we meet many, many diabetics across the country at the amputee walking schools. And we always try to be able to not only help somebody, you know, with their prosthesis and learn to just different training techniques to be able to take control of the prosthesis a little bit better. But sometimes we have to educate people on nutrition and just encouraging them to take control of their diabetes. So we continue to do that. And we're going to talk next about the top states of where the population of diabetes are in this country. And we're going to talk about some helpful tips to be able to help you to manage your diabetes a little bit better. We'll be right back. This is AWS Radio.
Located in historic Peekskill in the heart of the Hudson Valley, there is one rehabilitation and nursing center that focuses on you and giving you the personalized care you deserve. Emerald Peak Rehabilitation and Nursing Center, where you get five-star quality care in an intimate community tailored to your needs. At Emerald Peak, enjoy their concierge service complete with massage and art therapy. Emerald Peak is personalized care taken to a whole new level. Located just a little more than an hour outside of New York City, Emerald Peak Rehabilitation and Nursing Center is focused on making you comfortable, getting you well, and returning you home to your family. See why Emerald Peak is known for their unsurpassed treatment outcomes. Let them rejuvenate both your physical and emotional strength through cutting-edge technology so you can get back to your full potential. To begin your journey of a new level of care, visit EmeraldPeakRehab.com. That's EmeraldPeakRehab.com, part of the CareRight Centers Network. CareRight. Renewal happens here.
I'm always thinking about it. I don't know what I'd do without it. I really love my pancreas. My spleen just doesn't matter. Don't really care about my bladder. But I don't leave home without my pancreas. My pancreas is always there for me, secreting those enzymes, secreting those hormones too, metabolizing carbohydrates just for me. Attracts every other pancreas in the universe with a force proportional to the product of their masses, and inversely proportional to the distance between them.
Woo, 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 woo.
Don't you know you gotta flow, pancreatic juice. Flow into the duodenum, won't you? Flow, pancreatic juice. Flow into the duodenum, won't you?
Insulin, glucagonic juice coming from the islands of Langerhans. Insulin, glucagonic juice coming from the islands of Langerhans.
Welcome back to AWS Radio. We just went over the latest statistics from the American Diabetes Association and just the overall numbers, the latest numbers of people that are diabetic and pre-diabetic in this country. So if you take those numbers, you know, diabetic, 30.3 million, pre-diabetic, 87 million, that's well over 100 million people in this country that are dealing with this disease. So Where are they at? Where is the population at? So that's what I wanted to look up and find out. And these are the latest numbers from September of 2018, talking about the latest diabetes rates and populations across the country. So where are they at? So first is that Utah is last on the list. Utah is last on the list, 7.1%. So Utah, Colorado, Alaska, Minnesota, they are all at the bottom. Montana, District of Columbia, that was kind of surprising, but all last on the list. The top 10 are all states in the South. All states in the South. So let's go over this top 10 list. So at 11.9%, again, latest numbers from American Diabetes Association, Texas is at number 10. Number 9 is Arkansas. Number 8 is Oklahoma. Number 7, I'm not surprised at all that they're in the top 10, is Kentucky. So we go to Kentucky every quarter for the Amputee Walking School, which is sponsored by Kenny Orthopedics and also sponsored by Cardinal Hill Rehab Hospital, which is slash now Health South. So we go there every quarter. We've been going there for the last almost 15 years. So we see many, many diabetics in Kentucky. I'm not surprised by that number at all. Nor am I by number 6, which is Tennessee. Tennessee has actually climbed up a couple of notches. So they're now 13.1% of the population. Tennessee, we see many, many diabetics there. The program we do there, the Amputee Walking School, through our CareRight connection, we have at the subacute level, and we have it as a community program. So it's a really great long-term program. But we meet many diabetics, a lot of younger diabetics, too, down there in Tennessee. Number 5 is South Carolina. Number 4 is Louisiana. Number 3 is Alabama. And we get to the top 2 now. So number 2, which many people probably would think would be maybe in the top 10, would be Mississippi. But number 1, I don't think anybody would have really guessed this. Number 1 is West Virginia. I would have never guessed West Virginia to be number 1. However, West Virginia has the highest adult obesity rate in the nation. And they are the 7th highest obesity rate for ages 10 to 17. So that's incredible number. And with that, many of that population are diabetics. So that is your top 10. Bigger states, which I would have thought would have been on there just because of population, are not on there in the top. So California, for example, where would California lie? Well, they're number 24. New York, where would New York lie? Then New York is also, some of these states are tied with their numbers. The same population, 10.5%. You have is New York, Kansas, Florida, California, all tied with the same percentage. So it doesn't matter about how big the state is, how big the population is. It matters on the population itself. So those are the top 10 states of people that have diabetes population in the country. And next we're going to talk about just some helpful tips of how you can help manage your diabetes a little bit better.
Sugar. Sugar, you are my candy girl. the sunshine, pour your sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
Carelight Centers for Rehabilitation and Nursing have welcomed to their communities gold medal Paralympians Todd Schaffhauser and Dennis Oler. If you or a loved one is an amputee, Todd and Dennis bring hope and inspiration with their life-changing amputee walking school. Open to all amputees, their families, and those needing support in the vascular and diabetic community.
Hi, I'm Todd.
And I'm Dennis.
For the past 27 years, we've helped more than 20,000 amputees improve their mobility through our amputee walking school.
Even though we were the fastest leg amputee sprinters in the world, we understand it's a journey, not a race, to get through your recovery.
Whether you want to walk your daughter down the aisle or play with your grandchildren in the backyard,
we promise to give you all the tools you'll need to achieve all your life skill goals.
Get one-on-one mentoring from Dennis or Todd and learn how to get back to doing what you love. Visit CareRITECenters.com today. CareRite Centers. Renewal happens here.
Welcome back to AWS Radio. So we are discussing again about diabetes. We talked about some of the latest statistics for people who are diabetic in the country, diabetic, pre-diabetic. Over 100 million people are affected with diabetes or pre-diabetic in the country. We talked about the states of where the lowest population, the highest population, Utah being the lowest, West Virginia being the highest. And now we just kind of want to talk a little bit about some helpful tips to manage and take control of your diabetes a little bit better. So these are just some things, and these are things that really I want to talk about some of these things, because they were actually very important for me when I first became a diabetic. You know, I was diagnosed well over 5 years ago, and I was in total shock when I was diagnosed, because I was a Paralympic athlete. You know, gold medalist, world record holder, professional athlete, and how can I be a diabetic? So when I found out, I was in total shock. And when I was, you know, sitting down and first discussing with my endocrinologist when he broke the news to me about this, I was just in shock. You know, I wasn't feeling well for a while, but I never thought it would be this. So some things that were said to me at that point in time and things I started to really read about were very, very helpful to help me understand just what my new lifestyle had to become. And the first and foremost, the first thing where I learned about this disease was that it's not your fault. And I'm going to say that again. And I say that to a lot of people across this country when they come to the programs and we talk about, you know, diabetes, because that's the first question I ask everybody. Are you diabetic? One, it's not your fault. So when people hear that, they're like, there's a sense of relief that comes across them. And, you know, I try to explain to them what I mean, which is that this is a disease. There's not one thing you did in your life that caused you to go down this path. What this means is that there's something wrong within your body, within your system, and you need to help correct it. So it's not your fault, but you can do things in your life to help manage it better, to take control over it, And that's where we need to redirect our energy, is on that positive side. So it's not your fault. That's first and foremost. Secondly, is that diabetes is not curable. There's no cure. You can't take control over it. You can't manage it. You can get into a sort of remission with it. What I mean by that is that you get to a point of where you need less insulin or no insulin or no more pills or less pills, and your body shows virtually no signs of diabetes. So many people, they get to that point, and it's hard work, and you have to get control and manage your diabetes. And that's what helps us get towards that goal of reaching a sort of remission. So with those two things right there, again, not blaming yourself and realizing that this is a long-term disease, and to be able to help manage it and control it better, you're going to be on the right path. So what are the things that we need to do as we're trying to get towards that path of reaching, you know, some kind of a state of remission? Well, the first and foremost, and I say these first two things because I hear this a lot, and I'm shocked every time I hear it. You have to check your sugars every day. There's so many people I meet across this country that don't check their sugars. It's crazy. They don't check it on a daily basis. Need to check it before breakfast, before dinner, before and after exercise, possibly. You know, whichever way is going to be best to help you to manage your day in helping fight this disease. You must check your sugars. If you don't check your sugars, you don't know what's happening within your system. Secondly, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but you got to take your medicines. There are a lot of people I meet across this country too, when we start talking about diabetes, and I start asking questions, and they don't take their medicines, or they don't take it on a daily basis, which is crazy. You have to take your medicines. This is something that's got to be part of your daily life. This is going to help you control and manage your diabetes a lot better. Check your sugars. Take your medicine. The third thing we're going to say, which is very, very important, is exercise makes everything better. It's good for everybody. It's going to give you more energy, help you reduce stress. This is something that you have to try to think of, something that you can do, possibly even on a daily basis, up to 30 minutes of activity, whether it's a walk, a chore. I always tell people, you know, just like we do with the AWS input and leaderboard, is to track your steps. Get a pedometer. Use, you know, your smartphone. How many steps are you taking on a daily basis? You got to find a way to track your activity, because exercise will make everything better. I notice when I get a chance to exercise, my numbers are really great. And, you know, if I don't, I see that sometimes they are affected and maybe a little bit high. But it helps you to do this exercise on a daily basis, because a lot of us, you know, it's difficult to make healthy food choices. And that would be the next thing, you know, making healthier food choices. You know, I don't drink any kind of sugary sodas. Don't eat things that have sugar in them. Try to avoid them at all costs. I tell people that, you know, sugar to you is like kryptonite to Superman. You can't have it. You can't be near it. And if you kind of find a way to just avoid it and push it out of your life, it's going to not lead you down a possible bad moment of where you're taking something, you know, eating something that might you might regret later because it raises your sugar levels. You got to get regular checkups. Twice a year at least, go see your endocrinologist. You know, you got to make sure you're get those, you know, A1Cs. You know, if you don't go for and get your A1Cs checked, how are you going to know, you know, where you're at? And you need to be able to, you know, if you need help, is to join a group, join a support group that can help you to be able to talk through and you find, you know, solutions to different problems that you might have in learning to manage and control your diabetes a lot better. So these are just some helpful tips. You know, again, things that I felt that were very, very helpful to me when I first became a diabetic. And it's hopefully helpful to some people out there as well. So next we're going to actually, I'm going to play you some songs that about things that you can't have. Candy. And we're going to have a little bit of fun with it. AWS Radio. Back. So some more tips. People are asking about some more tips to help manage and control your diabetes, or just tips in general if you're a diabetic. And then we're going to play some of those songs I was telling you about sugars and candy. Went on Google and found some of the top songs about candies and sugars. And so I'm going to play some of that, have a little fun. But some more tips. First and foremost, some of these extra tips, if you will. Drink enough water in a day. Drink a lot of water. 8 8-ounce glasses of water might not be enough. You might need to have more. But have a lot of water in a day, especially if you're exercising. You want to make sure that you're drinking enough water in a day. Diabetics can get dehydrated, especially in taking your medicines. You want to make sure you're drinking enough water in a day. So I drink a lot of water in a day. I also drink water when I see that my sugars might be a little bit spiking, going high, depending on what I might have eaten. If you see that your sugars are heading up, drink a lot of water right then, and that's going to help to maybe bring them down. It forces you to urinate and go to the bathroom, so that might be something that helps you out. Another thing is you got to read the labels in the supermarket. You got to become a smart, educated shopper when it comes to reading labels. You don't want to have anything that has, you know, sugars added, but also not everything you can get is sugar-free. Natural sugars are good, but not everything that's sugar-free is going to be good for you as well. But you want to have smart, healthy choices. And I don't mean dieting. Dieting is not always a smart, healthy choice for diabetics. What I mean is that you have to find is foods that are going to be helpful to you to manage your diabetes. Have some maybe go-to meals that you know that you can have and it's going to help stabilize your sugars. So one of the things, for example, for me is I'll have cucumbers. Cucumbers I find are great. They have a lot of water in them. But if I see that I need to stabilize my sugars, I have cucumbers. If you're going to look for example, some people like, well, I want to have a granola bar. Well, find granola bars that have, you know, the least amount of sugars. Some of the Kind bars are good. But find some go-to meals that are going to help you to stabilize your sugars. Another helpful tip, which I think is a no-brainer, but I find that some people might not adhere to, is always when you go outside, wear footwear. You got to wear footwear. You got to make sure that you're protecting your feet or foot. So you don't want to go out in the backyard or in the front porch or go get the mail or get the newspaper and be out there barefoot or without some kind of a protective shoe on your foot. So that, I think, is a no-brainer, but I hear so many people and stories of where they go outside and all of a sudden they step on something and now disaster strikes. So always protect your feet. Find some way to make sure, whether if you got to wear them all day to get into the habit of doing it, when you wake up, you know, even within the house, you got to make sure you find a way to protect your feet. All right. So a couple of more tips. All right, I'm going to play a couple of songs, then we're going to come back.
Thank you.
And we are back. So we did a story a couple of months ago on Isaiah Pede. And Isaiah Pede is the former NFL running back who was in a terrible, terrible car accident back in 2016 and has since and lost his leg above the knee due to the car accident and the injuries from the car accident. But since, he's been on the comeback trail, and he's set his sights on the 2020 Paralympics, and he's trying to compete in track. So 100 meter, I guess 200 meter, you know, don't know exactly what events yet. But the reason why we're talking about this in an update is that the NFL just did a great piece on a segment that they have called A Football Life. And in this piece, they featured Isaiah Pede's comeback. And this is, it was a great piece. Really, really great. I was watching Thursday Night Football and just saw the pregame stuff and on the NFL network channel. And they showed this. And since, I've seen it online and watched it a couple of times. It's a great, great piece. And so I wanted to share some of that audio from there. I definitely recommend going to NFL.com and searching for it, because like I said, it's a great piece. A couple of things though, watching this, is that he's doing really well. I mean, his training is coming along very, very well. So watching this got me excited for him on his you know, goals to try to get to the Paralympics in 2020. Still a long, long way to go, of course, but he's making a lot of great strides, you know, moving forward. Watching this piece and watching him run, I could see that, you know, his control over the prosthesis and just his gait and getting back to doing this. I mean, it's just, he's getting there. You know, it's something that people, I don't really understand how amazing this is. So again, watch this kind of a comeback story happen right in front of our eyes. You know, we get a chance to witness it as fans of the sport. So I highly recommend to go online and watch this video. Again, NFL.com, part of A Football Life, Isaiah Pede's comeback story. I'll play the audio from it, but definitely recommend to go watch and check it out yourself. And we are back. So we did a story a couple of months ago on Isaiah Pede, and Isaiah Pede is the former NFL running back who was in a terrible, terrible car accident back in 2016 and has since and lost his leg above the knee due to the car accident and the injuries from the car accident. But since, he's been on the comeback trail, and he's set his sights on the 2020 Paralympics, and he's trying to compete in track. So 100 meter, I guess 200 meter, you know, don't know exactly what events yet, but the reason why we're talking about this in an update is that the NFL just did a great piece on a segment that they have called A Football Life. And in this piece, they featured Isaiah Pede's comeback. And this is, it was a great piece. Really, really great. I was watching Thursday Night Football and just saw the pregame stuff and on the NFL network channel, and they showed this. And since, I've seen it online and watched it a couple of times. It's a great, great piece. And so I wanted to share some of that audio from there. I definitely recommend going to NFL.com and searching for it, because, like I said, it's a great piece. A couple of things, though, watching this, is that he's doing really well. I mean, his training is coming along very, very well. So watching this got me excited for him on his you know, goals to try to get to the Paralympics in 2020. Still a long, long way to go, of course, but he's making a lot of great strides, you know, moving forward. Watching this piece and watching him run, I could see that, you know, his control over the prosthesis and just his gait and getting back to doing this. I mean, it's just, he's getting there. You know, it's something that people, I don't really understand how amazing this is. So again, watch this kind of a comeback story happen right in front of our eyes. You know, we get a chance to witness it as fans of the sport. So I highly recommend to go online and watch this video. Again, NFL.com, part of A Football Life, Isaiah Pete's comeback story. I'll play the audio from it, but definitely recommend to go watch and check it out yourself. We lost a legend in the music industry not that long ago. Singer Aretha Franklin, who has been honored with many awards and nominations over her career, which included 18 Grammy Awards and an additional 26 Grammy nominations for her recordings. What many people might not know is that she was actually the official vocalist for the 1996 Paralympic Games in Atlanta, Georgia. And she actually was there at the opening ceremonies, and she sang some of her signature songs. So I just wanted to share with you some of those songs from that opening ceremonies from the 1996 Paralympic Games in Atlanta. And as a tribute to her, Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul.
Now a performer who has won 15 Grammy Awards, has recorded 17 number one R&B hit singles, and she's the official vocalist of the 1996 Paralympics. She's the Queen of Soul. She's Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
So we're going to close out this episode of AWS Radio. This is actually our longest episode yet, which is really great because I apologize for missing last month. But today we had a lot of stuff to talk about, talking about the latest, diabetes statistics And those numbers were just very shocking, but also talking about some helpful tips that may help you as they've helped me in learning to manage and control my diabetes. So hopefully some of the tips are helpful to you. We also gave an update on Isaiah Pede. So glad he's doing well, and we're very much looking forward to him competing and seeing how well he does here in the future in the upcoming years. A tribute to Aretha Franklin, who was the official vocalist of the 1996 Paralympic Games. She passed away several months ago. And also we played some of the top songs about sugars and candies, you know, things that us diabetics can't really have. But the number one song that pops up on all these different charts that I saw was Lollipop by the Shoreditts. Now, Lollipop was not even their best song. It was their second biggest hit. Their number one hit was actually Mr. Sandman in 1954 from this Wisconsin group. And in 1958, they hit number two on the charts with Lollipop. And so that closes out our episode. We will be back on AWS Radio. Got a busy month here in October and into November. We got programs going on in the state of Indiana. We're going to be in Michigan, going to be in Tennessee, going to be also in Baltimore, going to be in Kentucky and throughout New York. So please look at AmputeeWalkingSchool.com for all the latest programs on the calendar. Remember to also to input your daily steps. Go to the Facebook page, Amputee Walking School, or go on to the website, AmputeeWalkingSchool.com. Also, for the month of October, the Amputee Walking School app is free on the iTunes Store. It is free on the iTunes Store. So if you want to use that to be able to input your daily steps and also to see the AWS leaderboard that I'm always referring to, it is free for the month of October. October is physical therapy month. And to help our therapists out there, this app is free. A lot of the techniques that we do with these programs are on the app. But most importantly, for all of our fellow amputees out there, I want you to have access to be able to input your daily steps. So it's there for you for the month of October. Peace out, everybody. Keep moving forward. And talk to you next time from AWS Radio.
Radio.